Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
It's out with the old and in with the new at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. Save 10 to 75% off for a limited time. Smith's Furniture has no waiting to order. You take it home today. Sofas, tables, chairs, recliners, and more by name brand manufacturers Serta, England, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Kincaid, and more online at smithsfurniturestore.com and at 113 North Maysville Street, downtown Mount Sterling for over 60 years.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
With your Ag Edge weather, here's weather forecaster David Powell.
A high pressure ridge will build over the region today into Friday. We start off with clear skies and chilly temperatures this morning with lows in the lower 30s, maybe a few degrees cooler. The freezing temperatures will lead to entire region having a widespread frost. A warming trend is expected to begin today with sunny skies and a high near 60.
Your Ag Edge weather will return in a moment.
At Wildcat Chevrolet, you'll find the vehicle you need or want and get a great deal.
This is Michael Oliver, and we pride ourselves on keeping our lots full of new and pre-owned vehicles. Two of the favorite Chevrolets are the Silverado and the new Chevrolet Trailblazer. The Silverado is known as one of the best trucks on the market. Everybody loves them. The new Chevy Trailblazer has been a real hit with the customers. It looks great and has a great price point. Come see us today.
Go and get your perfect ride at Wildcat Chevrolet. Check them out, wildcatchevrolet.com, voted best new car dealership again this year.
Are you ready to kickstart your authentic Kentucky experience? There's simply no way to pick the best Kentucky State Park. Each park is a world in itself, teeming with unique and fascinating attributes. Imagine teeing off at a nationally recognized golf course nestled amidst nature's bounty. Or how about a cozy stay in one of our lodges or cabins? Maybe you're the adventurous type. Pitch a tent or park your RV in one of our picturesque campgrounds. Set off on an exploratory hike through a wildlife trail. Whatever your heart desires, the best Kentucky State Parks experiences are closer than you think. Your Ag Edge weather continues with weather forecaster David Powell.
As we head toward the weekend, a series of disturbances will move around the edge of a high pressure ridge over the southern U.S. These will increase chances for showers and storms over our Easter weekend. South winds will increase and become quite gusty at times. This will lead to a quick warm-up with highs in the 70s common from Friday through Sunday. On Sunday, better moisture return will lead to some showers and higher strong to severe storm potential. I'm David Powell with your Ag Edge weather.
In times of loss of a loved one, no one wants to make tough decisions. Pre-planning of funeral services can help. It could be one of the best things you could do for your family. They're here to help in any way possible when you need them. Cremation service, complete traditional funeral service, and monuments. Tall Funeral Home, here to treat your family as they would want to be treated. Tall Funeral Home, Mount Sterling and Frenchburg. Online at tallfuneralhome.com or 498-2400.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital co-pays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
The longest-serving woman in the Kentucky legislature was honored on the House floor on Wednesday. Democratic Representative Ruth Ann Palumbo has served District 76 in Lexington since 1991. She is not seeking re-election to her seat after 17 terms. In announcing her retirement, Palumbo said she's proud of passing legislation to help women, children, families, the elderly, consumers, and small businesses. Palumbo helped pass the Women's Health Act of 1998, which brought reconstructive mastectomies after breast cancer under coverage of medical insurance. A fire at Valor Oil Company in Bowling Green has been contained. WBKO reports 11 units responded with about 40 firefighters to control the blaze. Two employees were safely evacuated and refused medical treatment. A nearby school was evacuated as a precaution. Crews are staying on scene to make sure the fire is completely out. The cause is under investigation. I'm Lee Mowen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can it keep me warm when I'm cold?
Wait, no, I'm always hot.
Sleep Number does that. The Climate 360 smart bed actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save $1,000 on our most popular Sleep Number smart bed and Saturday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Jesse Ferguson, Director of Advancement and Alumni Communications at MSU. Jesse, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So we're here today to talk about MSU's Day of Giving. Can you give us an overview? What is this?
Yeah, March 28th and 29th is our 2024 We Love MSU 24-Hour Challenge. So this is a dedicated Day of Giving that we have been hosting now since 2013. Over the, more than decade now, we've raised nearly $500,000 in immediate support that can be put to use immediately for students. So it's not pledges or future gifts. It's truly dollars raised within a 24-hour period each year.
And what does the money go to? I understand people can kind of choose where they want to filter their support.
Yeah. Anytime people give to MSU, we want people to give to something that means something to them. So we do, on our Giving Day, try to highlight particular causes that maybe there is a particular project that needs funding, or it's something that we think will resonate. So, for example, this year we are always highlighting giving to our four different academic colleges to provide academic support. We also highlight Greek scholarship funds. We actually have a little Greek alumni competition as part of our Giving Day, and that normally drives a lot of participation. Mm. We also highlight giving to athletics, so the program of your choice or just our general athletic fund. In addition to partnering with career services and experiential education on giving to support student internship opportunities, mm-hmm. we are also spotlighting Art and Design's InScape publication, which is a publication that they do every year, and we're helping them raise some private support to continue with that project. And then another kind of special program highlight that we are spotlighting this year is our imaging and radiologic sciences. They're one of the only academic departments on campus that don't currently have an endowed fund at the foundation. So we're hoping to try to raise some support for them and help them reach that endowment level as well.
So this is the 28th and 29th, noon to noon, 24-hour challenge. How can people give?
So if you go to our website at alumni.moreheadstate.edu/24, at noon on Thursday, there will be a live button that takes you to our Giving Day website that highlights all of these specific causes. You can track and see how much money we've raised throughout the day. There's a leaderboard that tracks donations.
Awesome. Jesse, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Jesse Ferguson, Director of Advancement and Alumni Communications at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can it keep me warm when I'm cold?
Wait, no, I'm always hot.
Sleep Number does that. The Climate 360 smart bed actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save $1,000 on our most popular Sleep Number smart bed and Saturday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Stay tuned. It's time for Mid-Mornings on Main. 2 hours of fun, trivia, and information with your host, Dan Manley. And brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust.
Time is Car Time at Kentucky Car Exchange, the preferred destination for tax refund vehicle purchases. Financing options for all credit situations, including a buy here, pay here program. They're located on Highway 460 south of Mount Sterling next to Camargo Transmission. Stop in or visit them online at KentuckyCarExchange.com or on Facebook for your next no-hassle, no-pressure vehicle purchase. Tax time is car time at Kentucky Car Exchange. You're approved.
Good morning. Welcome in to Mid Mornings on Main. It's right now 40 degrees here in downtown Mount Sterling. Sun shining. Going to be a little warmer today. So a nice day here in the area. It was cool yesterday. Shoot, baseball. Montgomery County got beat 14-1 by Sayre. But, you know, early season high school games can be very misleading. I don't know if this one will be. The Indians are young. They're starting three freshmen and three sophomores, and Sarah's pretty good. And they had a pitcher that came into the game who had struck out 15 batters in six innings that he'd worked prior to coming in there. So he was pretty good. The Indians, they struggled at the plate. It was cold. It was a 2-0 game into the fifth inning, and big two-out hit for Sayre. They broke the game open, and then, you know, the bullpen came in, and, you know, young pitchers, guy had never thrown before in a high school game. He got the ball over the plate, but Sayre, and they used their bench, too. They weren't trying to pile on the runs or anything. They just had guys that kept getting hits, and it ends up being a, you know, a big, big differential, you know. And then Sayre, they ended up striking out 14. One of their really good pitchers came in, actually, and threw just in the last inning. Maybe it was a good timing. I didn't pay that close attention to the Sayre schedule. But anyway, Sayre's a good club. Montgomery County has potential to become a good team. Jace Mays, sophomore at third base last night. And normally he's at short. I mean, everything hit his way. I mean, he dove for a line drive, caught it near the line. He charged and made a really nice play on a slowly hit ball down the line. He roamed to his left and cut off ground balls and threw people out. And the Indians did not have an error. And they didn't walk a ton of people. The few walks they had, Sayre didn't leave anybody on base. You know, there, one thing you can always kind of look at early season baseball games, and there'd be people say, oh, you're making this up. It sounded, you know, if you take runs and runners left on base and combine those, and Montgomery K left a lot more men on base than Sayre did. Well, he didn't get them in, so they didn't count. But I'm just saying, a lot of people would look at that score and say, well, shoo, the Indians are not going to be very good. And they, you know, their record now is, I think, 3-6. But I think it could be surprised by the end of the year. You know, young kids get older. And in baseball, I know you're just out there playing every day, facing a new pitcher. You know, you got a great chance to get better. We'll see if they do. We have guests live in the studio this morning to talk about a music event coming up. And, well, they're always fun. They've been in with us before. Hope you'll be around after 9 o'clock when they join us. Right now, the Mamas and the Papas. Yeah. the mamas and the papas. What harmony. What harmony. They added a new dimension to the music world back in the 60s. And, well, trying to add a new dimension into the car world, Dutch's Chevrolet, Dutch's Ford on the bypass, and they want you to remember that they have a bunch of special things. You can march into spring, but don't worry about March. I mean, during the month of April, all the way through the final day of April, they have all kinds of special deals. They have oil change specials that include a tire rotation. They have air filter changeouts, and they'll change out all the cabin filters. They have tire specials where you get tire rotation, free tire and brake inspection, which you might need for summertime driving. Wiper replacement free. You just purchase the blades, and they make sure that those are properly installed for you. Always a good idea to update that every couple of years to make sure your wiper blades are. Isn't it terrible to be driving along and I knew I needed to change my wiper blades, and phew, one of them disintegrates, and it does happen to people. Yeah. Personal experience. It does happen to people. Don't forget that Dutch's is the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Certificate, and they have the Lifetime Powertrain Certificate, plus they have complimentary loaner vehicles. You see them all over town where people are having their vehicles serviced, and maybe it takes more than a day. Maybe they've have a really serious problem. It may take a bunch of days, and hey, you got to have a vehicle to drive, and they have the complimentary loaner vehicles there at Dutch's. They do complimentary multi-point inspections that are needed and can find things maybe that before they, put you out on the road and sitting by the side of the road and in trouble. And every time you purchase a vehicle at Dutch's, a full tank of gas. Gas is back up over $3 a gallon now, so that can be, kind of a valuable little perk. Little things, that's what they do. They take care of detail at Dutch's Chevrolet and Dutch's Ford. And, yeah, March into spring with the March into spring service event running through the end of April at Dutch's Chevrolet and Dutch's Ford on the Mount Sterling Bypass. Why would you go anywhere else and buy a vehicle? And if you are going to, at least check with Dutch's, see if you can't do better at Dutch's Chevrolet and Dutch's Ford, and be right close to where when you need service, you can get it on a quick and speedy basis. You don't have to take a day off work to have that accomplished. It happens for people right here in the area. Dutch's Chevrolet, Dutch's Ford, Mount Sterling.
Hey everyone, it's your old cousin Chris. If you love oldies, keep it tuned right here Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. It's Cruisin' with me, Cousin Chris, with Cruisin' with Cousin Chris. And then if you really love the sounds of the 50s and 60s, you're really going to enjoy the 11 o'clock hour with Rockin' Oldies. Two great shows, one great place on your dial. AM 1150 and 106.9 FM WMST.
When it comes to heating and cooling your home or business, there are two key ingredients, the people that install the equipment and the equipment itself. When you go through Shaw's Heating and Cooling and install Comfort Maker equipment sold by Cork and Steel, you'll have that winning team. Jim and Nick Shaw and their crews have the experience to do the job right. Comfort Maker equipment from Cork and Steel will give you efficient, long-lasting service. Call Shaw's in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter. It's about 9 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Mid Mornings on Main. I've been thinking about playing a piece of music for the last few days and didn't get a chance to work it in. It's a little bit longer piece of music. It came from an album that if you got a nice copy of it, you've got something. It's worth something. Lonely Hearts Club Band album. The Beatles did a song called A Day in the life. You know, the Beatles, they went from being, you know, really rocky poppy with a great sound to, I don't know, they sometimes I think they thought too much, but maybe not.
I read the news today.
I used to read the news every day.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you.
Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall.
And we're over halfway there in A Day in the Life by the Beatles. I always thought that if John Lennon had not been shot and killed there in New York City, that as time went on, that he and Bob Dylan would have gotten together and written some music. And what would that have been like if those two guys had collaborated on a few songs? Now, if you're a big Beatles fan or you're a John Lennon fan, you might say, oh, damn, that's terrible to say. And you might be a Bob Dylan fan and you would say, oh, how can you say that? That Bob would have ever thought about collaborating with anybody to write a piece of music, maybe. But just a thought. I would never have thought that if it hadn't probably been for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. For that particular album and a change. And that was, I think that was really different than, you know, the some things they did after that. I don't know. They really stretched the limit of their songwriting and imagination with that. Anyway, just some thoughts for you. We'll have guests on the way. Don't go away. We'll be back on the mid-morning show. We're going to make it a little, more pleasant, more easy, more soft, easy to understand. Perhaps Paul Davis talking about that sweet life for you. Headed to CBS News, the top of the hour. And then we'll have special guests on the way. Don't go away.
We always dream we live in a castle hall, but we're in the same old shack. Sometimes we get into a hassle, but we always take each other back. Darling, we'll just keep on taking our time, 'cause we live in such a sweet life. Oh, what a delight, sharing my love with you. Oh, we live in such a sweet life. Oh, what a delight, making our dreams come true. We're making our dreams come true. You are my love, you are my life. Whoa, when I get high, just holding me tight. We always dream we'd make a lot of money, oh, but I don't mind being poor. 'Cause when you make love to me, I couldn't ask for any more. Oh, oh, you know, all our friends seem to be in a hurry, but darling, we'll just keep on taking our time. We live in such a sweet life. Oh, what a delight, sharing my love with you.
FM at AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 9 o'clock. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Upside.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's just utter devastation.
NTSB Commissioner Jennifer Homendy on the twisted wreckage of Baltimore's Key Bridge that collapsed into the Patapsco River this week. Yesterday, two of the six victims were recovered from a submerged pickup truck, but officials say they cannot reach the other four yet. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Dundalk, Maryland.
It is a clear mission to get that waterway clear, the debris out so those bodies can be removed, but also so the nation's ninth busiest port can reopen. There are some 8,000 port worker jobs also hanging in limbo.
All eyes shift to a courtroom in New York this hour, where disgraced crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced for bilking customers out of billions of dollars. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Prosecutors are requesting that Bankman-Fried spend 40 to 50 years in prison for his crimes. Bankman-Fried's defense team is asking for a sentence that's about 90% shorter.
He faces a maximum of more than 100 years. Investigators in Northern Illinois are looking for a motive after they arrested a 22-year-old man in a random stabbing spree that killed four people in Rockford and left another in critical condition. Mayor Tom McNamara.
I think like most Rockfordians, just totally shaken by this act of violence and the impact that it's having now on multiple families' lives.
Among the dead, a 15-year-old girl and a postal worker. A party of presidents at Radio City Music Hall tonight. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton will appear at a re-election fundraiser with President Obama. Stephen Colbert hosts, Queen Latifah and Broadway's Ben Platt will perform. Expected hall, $25 million. A landmark river in the UK is getting dumped on.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. I'm standing on the banks of the Thames River. It looks idyllic, but this river is teeming with E. coli bacteria. It's so bad that the rowing teams from Oxford and Cambridge universities are being warned to minimize their contact with the water when they stage their famous annual boat race here Saturday.
Here in the United States, March Madness tips off again tonight. They're down to 16 teams in the men's NCAA tournament. Picks from USA Today sports editor Eric Smith.
Purdue and UConn, to me, have been head and shoulders to the other teams in the country, and I think they're best suited to get through.
And we're just learning, applications for U.S. unemployment benefits have slipped to 210,000. Strong market. This is CBS News.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code radio for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's promo code radio.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Sunday's candy delivery man will have dark black circles around his eyes.
Everyone wants to be the Cadbury Bunny.
2024's Cadbury Bunny isn't a bunny at all. He's a two-year-old raccoon named Louie. The Hershey Company announced its winner on Instagram after a March Madness-style elimination competition. Louie's a rescue from Miami, Florida. His owner, Jamie, says she took him in after he was deemed unfit for the wild. And now he creates art, which raises money for wildlife rehab centers.
Next.
Louie makes his TV debut for Cadbury next year. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Who stole the heat?
It's toy phone sriracha.
After an agonizingly long shortage, sriracha lovers say the fire is missing from their favorite red hot chili sauce and the green top rooster bottles. Diehard fans say there's no zing anymore to perk up their ramen and pho. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-264-7711. That's 800-264-7711. 800-264-7711.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And Zelle, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us on the internet at ctbi.com or stop by and see us at one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. It is cold out as we begin the day today. A lot of sunshine. Some high clouds may arrive later this afternoon. Temperatures a smidge below where they should be. We'll top out middle and upper 50s. For tonight, another clear night, another cold night, frosty down to the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, warmer tomorrow. We're in the mid-60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Are you thinking about a new tractor? Well, don't stop thinking until you check out the new full line of McCormick tractors at Ambergy Farm Machinery in Mount Sterling. From 24 to over 300 horsepower, McCormick and Ambergy's have the right tractor to fit your needs. Right now, we have exceptional offers on new, low-rate financing that makes your purchase even easier. Come by and see us today or call us at 859-498-1113. And you can always check us out on the web at AmbergyFarmMachinery.com. McCormick and Ambergy's Farm Machinery, a combination that can't be beat.
Have guests in the studio. They're ready to talk, but I've got to let this play through because I love the ending of Carole King doing One Fine Day. This is a live version. She is playing the piano and she's wearing it out. She really is. About it, Glenn. Glenn, could Lisa do? Could you? put her on a piano and let her do that song coming up at the Carole King Tapestry Show.
Well, we
might want to keep her off of the piano, but she could definitely sing it.
Keep her off of the piano. There we go. Hey, I like that. Was a nice way. I mean, keep her off of the piano.
Yeah, you know, she needs to be able to move around when she's singing. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd certainly let her play.
Lisa Ginn, our guest. Lisa, that microphone will very gently pull right up to you. I'm sorry I didn't get you set up like I should. It'll pull right up where you can talk more easily. You don't have to lean into it. It'll raise up. Oh, yeah, you're going. There you go. Good morning, Lisa. You.
Good morning.
Yeah. Listen, folks, you get old, you get honest.
Boy.
You know, that's fun. That can be really good. The two of you, in a way, seem like, how long have you been married?
32 years. It was just,
yes.
Yeah, we just had our 32nd anniversary.
You really, to me, you look like a tiny bit of a mismatch. But then when I think further about it, what it comes to me is, Glenn does look like, Glenn, you look like the professor. You know, okay. If I'm gonna have a movie, you're gonna be the professor.
Yeah. She's gonna be Marianne, right?
Oh, Lisa is gonna be the wife at home who, you know, deals with philanthropies and then tells you a little bit about now Glenn, did you remember this? Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that you know it kind of runs the show from
the
home, and you accept that and you like it. It's fine with that, and Lisa loves being able to be involved in all kinds of civic projects, and I don't know, is she politically motivated at all? We're not going to talk politics today.
Yeah, we don't want to go there, to a degree.
Yeah.
But I think you pretty much nailed it.
Hey, well, you all met, you weren't teenage sweethearts, were you?
Oh, no.
No.
We were well into our 20s before we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Glenn, you grew up around Cincinnati.
I did.
Great music town, isn't it? Cincinnati really is a great music town.
Always had a great music scene, yeah.
Yeah. And you love music from growing up, I guess. So when did you really get started loving music?
I've loved music as long as I can remember. You know, I didn't really. I think about 11 years old, I started taking piano lessons, just your typical piano lessons with the local piano teacher, but at about age 14, I took up the guitar. Fell in love with the guitar, and I haven't put it down yet.
Yeah. Was there an early inspiration? I mean, when you're 14 years old, was there somebody and you said, I maybe can't get there, but I love playing guitar like that guy?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, there's really so many. I one of the things that inspired me to want to play the guitar, though, I have an older brother. He's 6 years older than I am, and he played guitar and sang when he was a teenager, and he had friends that did the same, so kind of seeing them and hearing them do that was an inspiration. And at the time, I was taking my piano lessons, you know, so I was sort of locked in my bedroom or locked in whatever room we had the piano in at the time, having to practice. And I was watching them seeming like they were having a great time sitting outside playing guitars and singing. And I thought, I think I'd probably rather do that. But I tell you, the thing that really pushed me over the edge is one day I accidentally heard the fourth album by Led Zeppelin, the one with Stairway to Heaven on it and Black Dog and Rock and Roll. And that was it. That ruined my life from that day on. I decided that's what I want to do.
Lisa, just keep working on your philanthropies. We're going to get to you in a
I'm just fine. Thank you.
In a minute. I mean, I'm always fascinated at this because, you know, I'm at an age now where, you know, almost all the guests that I have in are younger than me. And people who are younger than me have a little different musical love that they grew up with, and it really does, you know, because my musical banks got filled up early, and I you know, the last 20 years of music, I don't know very much at all, And the 20 years before that, I don't know a ton. And then you get beyond that, and yeah, bring it on.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I'm anxious to. Best concert you ever saw in the city of Cincinnati. The one you could wow. say, boy, if I could go back, gosh. I'd love to see that group, that individual again.
Oh, man.
Maybe when Lisa wasn't with you even, you'd say, boy, I wish I could take Lisa back there and we could see that concert.
I think maybe one of the most fun concerts. Actually, it wasn't in Cincinnati. It was at the old Hera Arena in Dayton. So we'd periodically go up to Dayton to hear concerts, and it was actually Neil Young.
Oh.
And most of that concert was a solo performance. Mm-hmm. I remember that being, I don't know, particularly moving, because Hera Arena, I think they've torn it down since then, but it was a great place to hear concerts, because it wasn't huge like Riverfront Coliseum, you know. It was a lot smaller, and
Dayton was a big music city too.
Oh, yeah. I saw several shows. Actually, that's where you were asking earlier off the air where Lisa and I met. We actually met in Dayton at a concert at a jazz club called Jilly's there in Dayton.
Yeah. Artists used to, as they travel the country, Dayton was a big stop over there. They had some night spots there. And, you know, and all the biggies, I mean, the Dean Martins of the world, people in the day stopped there. We're going to go to Chicago. We'll plan a couple of nights in Dayton at this club before we get to Chicago. And that's the way. You didn't want to drive straight through. You wanted to stop and entertain some other folks.
Right.
Hey,
you know, you asked about the concerts in Cincinnati, and I wasn't going to mention, but the thing that keeps coming into my head, so I guess it was pretty influential, but when I was probably 11 or 12 years old, I guess, and my mom took me to see John Denver. And this was at Riverfront Coliseum, but and that was, you know, that's like 1975, 76, when John Denver was at the absolute peak of his popularity. And that's one that I'll never forget.
If you love music, you really, you know, you want to be a singer, but you really want to be a singer-songwriter, don't you? I mean, you want to do it the whole deal.
I would think so.
Yeah, and we had a gentleman from Bath County, a guy named Reed Fields, in the studio live the other day, who's getting ready to release he's going to release an album, and he's actually going to put it on vinyl too, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah.
These days, because we can still play vinyl. You bring a piece of vinyl you had with? No,
what's that? I did not bring.
Anyway, you know, Reed has written 25 years ago. Reed and a buddy of his wrote a couple of pieces of music, and I mean, I played those the other day, and I'm thinking, boy, the lyrics are terrific. I mean, the vocals are good too. But I told him, you know, this. Hey, if you'd sent this to Merle Haggard 25 years ago when he was still living, he'd say, I got to get back in the studio. Those types of things. And so you, that desire to write. Have you written much music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to do anything live for us today?
No.
No? Okay.
My apologies.
I'm just kidding. What did you really, when you, once you got into music, what did you say, Glenn, this is what you need to do when you grow up. This is what you ought to be.
Well, I think by the age of 16 or 17, I was thinking I wanted to do something in music. And for me, it really, and it's kind of been my problem all along. I've never had a... Until recently, never had a real clear, specific idea of what I wanted to do in music. I just always knew that I wanted to be able to make a living playing my guitar. You know, being the best guitar player I could be was always my number one priority.
Mm.
But I did, you know, I have done some songwriting, and Lisa came along and she sung a lot of my songs, and so that she's kind of been my voice in that way.
Yeah,
because I'm not a very good singer, actually.
Not a very good singer, Glenn. I'm not either. So you know, you, me, and the rest, almost all the rest of the world. But
yes.
Hey, there are those good. Glenn and Lisa are here today because. Coming up, they have a special event coming up on Tuesday, April the 9th in Moorhead, 7 o'clock at the Moorhead Conference Center. Tapestry, the music of Carole King. And Lisa, you all have done this before. But have you ever done Tapestry before?
No.
What else? What are some of the other things you've done, though? I mean, you've picked on some great ideas, I think, to provide music in this type of concert for people.
Well, for the past 8 years, we picked, last year we did a tribute to the Eagles, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Eagles performing at Moorhead State. The year before that was, of course, Glenn's favorite, Neil Young. We did a tribute to Woodstock. That was exciting. That was really exciting. Yeah,
we did that in 2019. That was kind of celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival from 1969.
Hey. We're an American band celebrating the rock groups, American rock groups of from 1970 to 1975. Of course, we couldn't do all the rock groups, but we always highlight the hits. Most familiar songs that were popular at that time.
And that show was actually a follow-up to the previous year's show, which was called British Invasion, where we performed music of a lot of the early British groups that followed the Beatles to America.
Did you do Jerry and the Pacemakers? Anything by them?
Yes, we did.
What's Barry it? Across the Mercy.
Yeah.
We
sang it and played it.
Right.
Could you do that one again for me? I mean, no.
Barry across the Mercy.
Oh goodness, see, you like that song? It's good fun to sing it.
Yeah, it is. It is, especially singing Barry across the Mercy.
the ideas. Who comes up with them? Is Glenn?
It's a joint effort. We do a lot of discussing about, you know, what we might like to do, and we try to find something that's going to be attractive to an audience to get people there to want to see the show. At the same time, it has to be educational for the students too, and you know, I have to feel like they're going to learn a lot by studying and learning and performing that music.
I'll give you a challenge. The Bee Gees were at Moorhead.
They were.
Yeah.
You want to do a Bee Gees deal? How would that work, Glenn?
That's some great music.
We did a Bee Gees song on the British the British Invasion show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember which one we did?
Massachusetts.
No.
It's a real early one. How do you mend a broken heart?
Sorry. I had to think about that.
Yeah. Lisa, tell everybody where all you've lived real quick. I'm going to give you 1 minute. Travel around the area of America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start with where you were born.
Yeah.
I was born in Poughkeepsie, New York. I grew up in New York, and I went to college at the University of Cincinnati. I met Glenn. We got married. We moved to Texas. We came back to Cincinnati. Then we moved to Moorhead, Minnesota for 10 years. And then Glenn got another job as a professor at Moorhead State University in Moorhead, Kentucky. So, yeah.
And there you are.
Yeah.
And you've been here how long now?
19 years.
This is number 19.
And what are you teaching?
Well, I'm in the music department at Moorhead State University, and in general, I teach within two programs, the commercial music program and the jazz studies program. I'm the guitar professor, so, you know, I teach my students majoring in guitar take private lessons from me. I teach an improvisation course. I teach jazz history. Every couple of years, I teach our recording studio course and direct three different ensembles, one being the commercial music ensemble, which is the group that performs on these annual shows that we've been doing.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still this way. I mean, when I was a student more in the 1970s, and in those days, the marching band included 300 members. When they took the field, you couldn't see the field. There were so many people in the band. I mean, and the music department was so popular, and it kind of overtook it was one of the big deals on the Morehead campus was the music department, and people sure. came there, and a lot of people just came there because they wanted to play in the band. I know people go to UK because they want to go to Rupp Arena and watch Kentucky play basketball, but people would go to Morehead because they wanted to get into the band if they could work sure. their way into that group of 300. Talk a little bit about you. You've been there long enough to know, and you've heard a lot of history too. Mm-hmm. We hear about the space program and all the things, and how the university has really kind of risen up here in the last 10, 15 years to be recognized mm-hmm. among scholastic institutions in the South. Music department's a big part of that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the music department's still going strong. I mentioned working within the jazz studies program. It's still the longest-standing jazz studies program in the state of Kentucky. And then the commercial music program, that's the newest addition to the music offerings. Yeah. How long have we been doing that now? About close to 10 years now.
Yeah.
And it's doing well. We've got approximately 20 majors in that program right now. The music department as a whole, the biggest major is still the music education major. I mean, the MSU is really a leader in that area in music education.
Is Ella Fitzgerald jazz?
Yes. Yes.
There's a book. I might just give you that book before you leave here. I've been aiming to give it away. I got an extra copy.
We'll always take books.
We love Ella.
And we love Ella.
You love Ella?
I love Ella.
Have you ever read much about Ella?
A bit, yeah.
Well, let me tell you. A lady who was professor emeritus at Northeastern University, whose mother loved Ella, and who grew up loving Ella, and who matriculated into the academic world and became a music professor at Northeastern in Boston. She has written a book about Ella. It's called Becoming Ella Fitzgerald, and it is one of the best books, I think, that's ever been written. It is a great story of America and growing up and how Ella Fitzgerald became Ella Fitzgerald,
right.
Which is a tremendous story.
Yeah.
And
I'd love to read that.
I'm going to share
Thank
that
you.
With you.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, you'll both
Thank
like
you.
That. Hey, I'm going to play... I'm going to play a piece of music, and we can take a deep breath. And we are going to talk about Tapestry coming up. We're going to get into that that Carole King stuff. Do you play a lot of music in your classes for your students to hear? Do you demonstrate a lot, too? And
Sure.
Yeah.
Both. Yes.
Yeah. Do you ever play Tony Rice?
Not a whole lot, but... I think you know about the MSU has the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. That's part of our music program too, and that would be something that they would be doing a lot of
yeah.
over there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And you're more classical and jazz oriented.
Jazz and pop music, rock music. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if you Gordon Lightfoot wrote this piece of music, I think if you play this for your students, Glenn. He said, anybody want to try to play the guitar like this?
Oh, yeah.
They would like it. Yeah. They would say, yes, we do. We'll take a short break and we're back.
And I'll be good to you. Go my way and your dreams will all come true. In the sunset, the wild waves are calling. My shadow is following you. Go my way and I'll take you by the hand. Believe in me and I'll do the best I can. I can't be anything but just what I am. I can't help it if I'm in love with you. Why must I sail my ship alone without a friend? My thoughts are of you, I dare not ask again. Go my way, it's the only way to go. If things aren't working out, you'll be the first to know. Come on along and together we'll go. Please love me, say that you'll be mine.
Sail my ship alone without a friend. Tony Rice there, and Go My Way. We talk all the time. I'll mention somebody as a good guitar player, and somebody say, "Oh, you really like that? How can you? You think that's good guitar? Well, why don't you listen to such and such?" And Glenn, there are a lot of great guitar players out there.
Absolutely, true. And Tony Rice definitely one of the great masters.
Yeah, one of the. And in terms of just picking a flat-top guitar acoustically, it can't be a whole lot better than that. I mean, I don't like to say anybody is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Well, gracious, how can you? You can't.
Yeah.
If I say, who's the greatest guitar player of all time, Glenn? Come on, tell me.
I'll say I am, of course.
There you go. Hey. And you can hear Glenn play the guitar in Tapestry. How did you all... Really, the conversation in deciding to do Tapestry, how did it come about?
Well, as usual, we went through a lot of possibilities, but I guess the thing that sort of brought this idea to the forefront is last couple of years, we have had a plethora of young ladies who can really sing in our ensemble. And we've been doing fairly male-dominated music for the last couple of years, and they've adapted quite well. But I thought it would be good to do a female artist. And then it just so happens also that a lot of these young ladies are very much into songwriting and some very talented up-and-coming songwriters. So when we started looking at it that way, then it just made perfect sense to tackle Carole King's music. She being, I don't really like when people say, oh, you know, one of the greatest female songwriters of all time. She's one of the greatest songwriters that we've ever had in, you know, the 20th century pop music. But just so happens to be one of, you know, one of the earliest, if not the first, like truly successful female singer-songwriter. And she's from an era that I'm quite familiar with, and I'm certainly quite familiar with that album. So that has to be part of the choice too, simply because I have to teach this music. So I'm not going to try to teach music that the students actually know more about than I do. You know,
Carole King here. A little bit of the title track to her album, Tapestry. One of the greatest, longest-selling, highest-selling albums of all time.
Yes.
An everlasting vision of the changing view, a wondrous woven magic in bits of blue and gold, a tapestry to feel and see, impossible to hold. Once amid the soft silver sadness in the sky, there came a man of fortune, a drifter passing by. He wore a torn and tattered cloth around his leathered hide, and a coat of many colors, yellow, green on either side. He moved with some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for, where he ought to go. Once he reached for something golden hanging from a tree, and his hand came down empty.
I find it so amazing that that the same person that wrote One Fine Day wrote Tapestry. Lisa's is Glenn, did he say, well, Lisa, you got to sing Tapestry at this. I mean, you're the person. Are you singing? Who's singing Tapestry?
Well, we are treating that song as an ensemble piece, which means that I think there's five verses to the song Tapestry. And so we're giving a verse to each one of the young ladies that are in the group.
Hey.
Yeah. But Lisa is singing on the concert. She does a mean rendition of I Feel the Earth Move, and she's working with a couple of the other students singing Way Over Yonder.
Well, you know what? If you're going to do I Feel the Earth Move, you got to make the earth move.
That's right.
You know, you got to that's a great challenge. Lisa, did you say, Glenn, let me do this song? Oh, please let me do I Feel the Earth Move.
It was a no-brainer because that's a song that Lisa and I have been performing together pretty much as long as we've been performing.
Where have you been performing? Where have people been hearing Begins?
We started out playing around Cincinnati when we were both still living in Cincinnati, and we've played every place we've ever lived. Are we playing any place? We're not really playing any place regularly now, but we've actually, there's a new hotel in Lexington that we've played at several times, the Manchester in Lexington.
That's a jazz.
Yeah,
yeah, we do a lot of jazz.
We do jazz standards jazz when we play there.
Standards. But tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we'll be performing along with our friend, the great singer-songwriter John Ford at Sawstone Brewing in Moorhead. We're playing places here and there all the time.
Yeah. Well, but we're very focused on the show, so it takes lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long a program? It starts at 7 o'clock on April the 9th. Looking at a couple hours, 2 hours and a half.
It should be wrapped up within 2 hours. There'll be a short intermission. It's going to be in two sets. The second set will be the performance of Tapestry in its entirety. The first set will feature some of our songwriters, some of our own songwriters. So it'll be original tunes by several of our students who are really serious songwriters. And also we're bringing a student back who graduated last spring, Elijah Boone. And Elijah is going to be featured on a couple of his original tunes at the end of that first set. Elijah just released his first CD a couple of months ago that he recorded in Nashville. So we're real proud of the things that he's accomplished already since graduating last year.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit from Elijah Boone, okay, right now, and what people will be hearing.
Roll on, girl, I'm sorry. I'm not the man you really thought I was. Got got caught up in the time, but I wish that you were mine. Girl, roll on, roll on. Girl, roll on, so far away, so I can say I don't really love you anyways. Girl, roll on, I'm lying to myself, wish I could say I love you again. Another man that'll treat you ways I never really could. Don't listen to the clock or let your love tick tock. Girl, roll on, roll on. Girl, roll on, so far away so I can say I don't really love you anyways. Girl, roll on, I'm lying to myself, wish I could say I love you again. Girl, roll on, so far away, so I can say I don't really love you anyways. Girl, roll on, I'm lying to myself, wish I could say I love you again. I could say I love you again.
Elijah Boone, if he's on The Voice and I'm one of the judges, you know, I'm waiting a long time and I'm listening, then near the end, and then I turn, you know, and I say, you know what? The guitar grabbed me. Mm-hmm. Your voice at the beginning, and I realized this is The Voice, but your voice at first, but then the guitar drove, you know, it kind of pulled me in, and then your voice kind of like a little bit better, and then a little bit better, and mm-hmm. then the guitar keeps working on my mind, and all of a sudden I think, wow, that's all pretty good.
Yeah, he's a pretty talented guy.
The guitar, the touch, Glenn. Mm-hmm. He's got a touch on there. There probably wasn't anything extremely complicated about him playing there, mm-hmm. but the touch was great.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a extraordinarily talented guitar player and vocalist and songwriter. There's no doubt about that. And that of course is an acoustic performance. He can blow you away on an electric guitar.
Oh goodness, that's true. The tickets for this, they're just $15. I mean, you're not trying to get rich, but you just want to be able to. How many people total are involved in this production?
In terms of performers on stage, probably looking at about 25 individuals, because we have for our Tapestry set, we'll have some guests, some faculty from the music department. A few students that are not normal parts of the group. The reason behind that is on a couple of tunes, we're using a four-piece horn section. So on, like, I Feel the Earth Move, I've arranged a horn section for that. Yeah. And we have a guest, a very good friend of ours, Nick Diedrichson's going to be playing keyboards with us for that set. Nick's also a really great drummer, so we're going to feature him on drums on a couple of tunes as well. But yeah, it's a cast of about 25 altogether. And then, of course, behind the scenes, we get the music fraternity and sorority involved in just helping. They do a little concession stand at the show, and that helps them raise money for their particular causes. Probably when you put everybody together, you know, you're looking at maybe 35 people or 40 people that are involved in making this happen. So it's a pretty big production. Last year when we did the Eagles show, we had an audience of over 900 people. Honestly, I don't expect that many this time, but I think we've already got, what about, what you said, 350, 400 tickets that have been sold. So it'll be a nice audience.
You know, is Lisa in charge of ticket sales?
I'm in charge of everything. I am the producer, the coach, the vocal coach, the wardrobe coordinator, the concession person.
Lisa really does put this all together. I do the music. That's the way I like it.
Yeah, that's the way.
She pretty much takes care of.
We're a team of two.
Yeah, it works. What do you, you're doing Carole King. What about costuming? I mean, you don't think, it's not really costuming, but, you want the dress to, the way people are dressed to seem, I don't know.
Yeah, and actually we encourage people to come to the concert dressed in 1971 outfits, and people have come and shown up, and we encourage the students to look at information of how people dressed in 1971, and we're all trying to dress that way for the show.
Lisa, when I graduated from Morehead in 1975, I weighed 135 pounds. Now, what do you suggest I do if I'm going to come? I mean, I don't have... You know, I'm not going to put anything out of the closet that's going to.
Oh, you got like, some blue jeans?
Well.
And a flowered dress shirt?
We've got a secondhand store here in Mount Sterling.
Yeah. Right.
It'd be amazing what you
Goodwill's down the road.
Yeah. The arrangement, the order of the music, Glenn, let me tell you, that is so important. I mean, you got to figure out how to. Hey,
yes.
If you lose them in the first. Two pieces of music, the concession stand will be crowded.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want that to happen. How did you go about arranging? What are you going to start off with?
Honestly, we're not sure yet.
Okay.
We still have a week or so to figure that out. That's usually the last thing that comes along because, and people have asked, are you going to do the music in the same order as the album? And that, I'm pretty sure the answer is no, because, playing music live is just it's a different dynamic altogether, and there are different considerations. So part of those considerations is just me listening to how the music is coming together, and just making decisions to some degree based on what I'm hearing in rehearsals. Because when you do songs live, they just take on a completely different character than what they might have on the original album.
I compared it, and you may say, oh, Dan, I can't believe you said that. Please don't say that. I mean, a lot of jazz music, I don't want to sit around and listen to it personally.
What?
I don't want to drive down the road and listen to a lot of jazz. I don't want to sit in my easy chair at home and listen to a lot of jazz. You put me in a club somewhere. You put me in a live venue and give me a look at the people that are playing the jazz.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like orchestral music to me. Yeah. You say, oh, you don't listen to any orchestral music? You don't have any albums of great orchestras playing? And I would say, well, I may have some, but I don't listen to them much. But yeah, take me to a live venue where the orchestra is playing and I'm watching the people.
Right.
That's what the attraction for me is.
Well, Dan, I want to encourage you. Tonight you can hear the Glengin Trio at Sawstone Brewing Company in Morehead, downtown Morehead. And sometimes they have some guest saxophonists and guest artists come in. Local artists, but you can hear Glenn in his glory.
Yeah.
you're right, though, Dan. I mean, yeah, I'm a firm believer that music is meant to be heard live. You know, it's a social art form.
Yeah. And I'm not a club goer. I haven't been to a lot of stuff, but I went to a place called the Slippery Noodle up in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a group there that night called Smokehouse Dave and the Barbecue Kings. And they did a version. I just happened to have checked my watch. And so as it went along, I said, wow, I wonder how long this piece is going to last. And they did a version of Stagger Lee that lasted over 17 minutes.
Wow.
And it was spectacular. Yeah. But the thought hit me, you know, if I had this on tape and I'm listening to it driving down the road, you know, about, I might go 6, I might go 7 minutes, and then I'm probably going to go somewhere else. Live, keep on going, guys. Yeah. And, hey, I'm all in, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. When it's live music, it's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
It's just a different experience altogether, which is why I can't just cop out and say, well, we'll just do the songs in the same order that they're on the record, because it just doesn't work the same way when you're playing live.
Spontaneity is almost, you know, do you ever, I mean, this is one night only, folks.
Yes.
Wow. Have you ever thought about saying, well, maybe we ought to do it 2 nights? We might want to, you know, who knows, maybe the second night we realize from the audience reaction that we need to, let's change, let's tweak this. It'll be even better if we do that.
Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. In fact, we discussed that seriously when making plans for this show. We talked seriously about having it 2 nights for those kinds of reasons. I would love to be able to do it more than one night, but...
got a lot of people involved.
There's a lot of people involved. It's a big thing to try to sustain over multiple nights, plus the cost. The overhead for doing this show ranges up around $7,000 every year. So there's lots of practical considerations, like there is with everything in life.
Phone's ringing. You'll give the $7,000.
God bless you.
I know. You do have people love it. People jump in as sponsors for this. They help you out, don't you? I mean, beyond the ticket sales.
Yeah, and let Lisa speak to that, because that's part of her duties and all of this.
Well, we are very fortunate to have people in the community that are so supportive, and especially Downtown Moorhead Inc. They support and supply the sound. They pay for the sound company, and then there are multiple people, businesses that they buy tickets, and their tickets, and they're at a higher cost, I guess. And they really are helpful in
The businesses will make a donation and we'll give them a certain amount of tickets, but their donation is well over the normal price of the tickets. Yeah.
And during the course of the year, a lot of people are like, oh, we can't wait for the next show. What's the next theme? And so Glenn and I are always trying to think about that, but,
we have a benefactor right here in Mount Sterling.
And we do. We do. Judith Goldie. She actually heard us being interviewed last year on your show, and she had called me for tickets and had graciously donated some money to, and I have an LLC called Music with a Mission. And that really helped support the things that we could do for local musicians and this show.
Have you ever done a, you know, I'm old enough that when I was young, you know, they, for just maybe about a year, because the British invasion happened, and then boom, music so dramatically changed.
Yeah.
But, you know, television's show, they ran like on Friday and Saturday nights. You would have from college campuses around the country these stadium type concerts with the great folk music of the time, the Kingston Trio, kind of people that would come in, and that was fabulous music. I don't know if you think the audience, you got to try to do what the audience what they would really like, but boy, that would be exciting to certainly me, to my age group, We'd love to hear you do a folk
right
evening sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folk music's really incredible.
Yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities. But I'm getting older too. Just like you, Dan.
Come on.
And I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this. It takes a lot out of a guy my age.
Yeah. Y'all, are y'all good for another half hour?
Sure.
You have to go.
Yeah.
We're gonna play some more music coming up this next half hour. Just to, again, focus in, we're going to take a news break here at the top of the hour. And we're talking about an upcoming event. It's going to be on April the 9th at 7 p.m. at the Morehead Conference Center, East 1st Street there in Morehead. The doors will open at 6 o'clock, and the people will be there at 6 o'clock. People that love music, they love just getting together, hanging out, talking to people that also love music the way they do. And then the music will be Tapestry, the music of Carole King. And we're going to hear some more of that as we continue to visit with Glenn and Lisa again this next half hour after the CBS News. Hope you'll stick around. It's now 44 degrees here in downtown Mount Sterling.
To be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something
AM 1150, WMST, Mount Sterling.
CBS News,
CBS News Time.
Sponsored by
it's 10
O'Reilly
o'clock.
Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
And then let us be. Okay.
Falling crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried's parents shooing away reporters as they entered a New York courthouse today for their son's sentencing in a massive fraud conspiracy that built customers out of billions of dollars. Federal prosecutors are asking for 40 to 50 years in prison. The defense team, 5 to 6.5. legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Sam Bankman-Fried's attorneys are arguing that the valuation of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies has been roaring back. They claim that Bankman-Fried's investors have not been harmed.
While Bitcoin is over 70,000 today, Stephen Ehrlich at Forbes points out,
interest in crypto and Bitcoin worldwide are really about 50% of what they were at that time. So this is really, I think, a Bitcoin boom, and the rest of the market is still licking its wounds to some extent.
Federal investigators are continuing their work in the Baltimore Bridge collapse. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says they'll be taking a closer look at the cargo ship that rammed the base of the bridge.
They are getting back on board the dolly. They're going to be continuing to talk to crew members as well as those bay pilots, folks who come on board to help navigate the ship out of the harbor, trying to mitigate this disaster before it happened.
Under pressure from the U.S. and other countries to reform their government in the wake of the October 7th attack, the Palestinian Authority has just announced formation of a new cabinet. At least five of the incoming 23 ministers are from Gaza. Hamas has called any new form of Palestinian government illegitimate. In an exclusive interview, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky tells CBS News his army is in desperate need of more weapons and ammunition from the U.S. and other allies.
It's better than it was 2 months ago, 2-3 months, when we had a big deficit of artillery, ammunition, different kinds of weapons.
But without more, he insists, Ukraine will lose the battle with Russia. Kia is recalling 500,000 big SUVs because of a rollaway risk. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
A part in the drive shaft of the Kia Telluride can become damaged over time, meaning the vehicle might still be able to move while in park. This pretty much includes all Tellurides built since the vehicle debuted 5 years ago. No injuries have been reported.
Overseas, King Charles has delivered a recorded message at a pre-Easter church service in central England.
It is for me a great sadness that I cannot be with you all today. The Maundy service has a very special place in my heart.
75-year-old monarch's undergoing cancer treatment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The government has reached a big money deal on child labor violations.
A Tennessee lawnmower parts supplier for John Deere and other major companies has been fined nearly $300,000 for employing migrant child labor. Tough Torque has also agreed to set aside $1.5 million in profits in a settlement for 10 children. Some were as young as 14, and they operated what federal officials called dangerous machinery, including forklifts, and worked long hours. The company that owns Tough Torque said the minors were provided through a temporary workforce staffing agency. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The New York Times reporting on an American egg producer planning to use new technology to avoid chick culling or killing the males because they don't lay eggs or produce valued meat. Instead, it'll switch to in ovo sexing, where the sex of the chick is determined before it hatches. Unwanted male eggs destroyed before they can feel pain. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, choice. Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Are you looking for that new car, truck, or SUV? Head to Dutchess Chevrolet and Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling and see Bo Queen. Bo Queen has a long tradition of making customers happy, putting them behind the wheel of the right vehicle at the right price, and guaranteeing that they get the kind of service they want after the sale. Bo Queen, he's from a family with three generations in the car business locally, and he'll get the job done for you at Dutchess Chevrolet and Ford, Mount Sterling.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
I remember my father saying that insurance is just as good as your agent. Over the past 175 years, our agency has been the go-to agent in Mount Sterling for peace of mind and an agent who will be there when fire strikes or the wind blows a tree right through your front door. Hoffman Robertson has a strong lineup of carriers, including Auto Owners Insurance. Get peace of mind for your premium dollars. Call us today at 498-3410.
Your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. It is cold out as we begin the day today. A lot of sunshine. Some high clouds may arrive later this afternoon. Temperatures a smidge below where they should be. We'll top out middle and upper 50s. For tonight, another clear night, another cold night, frosty down to the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, warmer tomorrow. We're in the mid-60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
gotta keep our emotions under control. It won't be easy to do, 'cause all I wanna do is kiss you, touch you, hold you, love you. Promise, I promise, I promise you I'll stay with you. But till then, just close your eyes and imagine me home again. I mean every word I say. Never gonna go. Soon I'll be back and you'll never be alone again.
We're back. That is Carole King, and that's newer stuff. That's not off Tapestry. That's a thing called This Time from what I think is a great CD. If you ever get a chance to pick it up, it's the CD is called Love Makes the World. Carole did that in a little bit later in life, and nothing wrong with later in life. Is there? Glenn claims to be getting old. Oh. You're Led Zeppelin, so you're not old.
Well.
Tapestry is coming up. The music of Carole King on Tuesday, April the 9th, 7 p.m. at the Morehead Conference Center. A couple of hours of fabulous entertainment with the MSU music faculty, and Elijah Boone will be there. Lisa's going to be singing the MSU Commercial Music Ensemble, directed by Professor Lynn Ginn.
And yes.
Yeah. Did you, when did you decide I might like to teach?
You know, I have never, I mean, ever since I picked up a guitar, I've basically been teaching. I in high school, after I had only been playing guitar maybe a year, I taught a couple of my friends to play. Well, I taught the bass player how to play bass lines to songs, and taught another guitar player how to, you know, play chords to the tunes so that we could have a band. So I formed my first band in high school with my friends, but I had to help them along. So, and then right after high, well, even in high school, I was giving lessons to people, and then right after high school, I got my first job teaching in a music store. So teaching's always been a part of playing to me. I just, thinking of the two as separate is kind of foreign.
Yeah, I got you.
And as far, you know, I never really thought I'd be teaching full-time at the university level, but I was doing so much teaching, and I had my undergraduate degree. I realized that if I at least tried to get a master's degree, that even in the venues where I was teaching, I could command a little more money for the teaching I was doing if I just had the degree. And that's kind of the reason I decided to get a master's degree. But then that led me into full-time university teaching.
Yeah. This seems like a strange question. Why would you ask Glenn that? You don't have doctor before your name, do you?
I do not.
And you know what? What would a doctorate in music, really? What would it really mean to a guy like you? I mean, you decided, hey, I don't need that, really. But the people that you know that have gotten doctorates in music, what's the value, really? You think?
Dan, you're about to get me into really hot water with my colleagues at Morehead State here.
I knew that was a bad question. I was midway through it. I said, oh, God, you better, really don't want to ask this, you know. But, hey, the meshing of the academic world and the real world is great.
Yes.
It really is, I think.
Yeah, sometimes, certainly in academia, sometimes they can be way too separated.
Yeah.
But I think at least in music education at the university level, you know, it took a long time for jazz to be an accepted art form. It really wasn't until the early 1970s that you could get a degree in jazz, and you know that all started at places like North Texas State University, which is where I got my master's degree, and the idea now of studying what, for lack of a better term, people have called commercial music, which is really means non-jazz, non-classical forms of music. So it can be popular country music, popular rock music, things of that nature. The idea of teaching that at the university is pretty new. I mean, relatively speaking, it's been going on in various places for 30, 35 years at this point. But compared to even jazz studies, it's fairly a new concept. But my personal belief is that it's a music as worthy of study at the university as any other music. We're doing this music by Carole King, and you know, I always tell my students, if you want to play music well, if you want it to communicate, if you want it to sound good, there's no such thing as easy or simple music. It all takes a lot of work, and the students have put a tremendous amount of work into making these great songs sound great when we play them.
Yeah, and I would assume that there are some of those students certainly who would say, who in the world is Carole King?
Oh, yes.
About 98% of them, I would say.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it is a, yes, we're putting on a show and the community's going to come out and they're going to be entertained, and but it's also an educational experience. It's got to be educational for the students. And believe me, they're getting their education with this music. The music is so well put together, and we're trying to do it justice, and it takes a lot of work.
I want you to be entertained a little bit, Glenn, too.
Okay.
And I mean, this isn't Carole King, but
no, it's not
somebody that you mentioned earlier that I figure you might like to just take a little 4 minute rest here and close your eyes and enjoy a little Neil Young.
Hear what I. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the straight. but now it's getting late and the moon is climbing high. I want to celebrate, see it shining in your
Music is always better with a harmonica, isn't it, Glenn? But this is local radio, folks. You know, they're blowing things off the street out here. You had a little street work going on in Moorhead, haven't you?
Oh yeah,
yeah. So you know that we've had, and it's for our listeners. You know, today it's going on down in East Main, and they're making great progress. I think they're well ahead of where they thought they'd be because the weather has been so much better.
Yeah.
Glenn and Lisa again are live in the studio with us and getting ready for an event now just a couple of weeks away, Tuesday, April 9th, 7 o'clock, Moorhead Conference Center. Lisa, do you have a favorite song off the Tapestry album? Is there something that...
Oh, my goodness. I've been listening to the songs over and over again. Where You Lead is a great song, and it's actually very popular. There's a show called The Gilmore Girls on Netflix, and that's their theme song. And Carole King actually is in the show, and she makes cameo appearances. But a lot of younger audiences they recognize that particular song. But that's a really great song, and I don't know. I love most of the songs on that album. But they're just so incredible. I can't choose.
Oh, you did. You just chose. We're going to hear a little bit of Where You Lead.
Wanting you the way I do, I only want to be with you, and I would go to the ends of the earth. What you're worth, where you lead, I will follow anywhere that you tell me to. If you need, me to be with you, I will follow where you lead. If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold, windowsill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one man. But if anyone can keep me high,
that you tell me to. If you need, you need me to be with you, I will follow. Oh, oh, where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to. If you need, you need me to be with you, I will follow where you lead. Oh, baby.
Carole King was making, she's making $1 million in the early 70s.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, this album, Tapestry, was on the, I think it was number one for like, was it 5 straight weeks or something like that? And then it was on the Billboard Top 500 for years, several years after that.
Since 2005, right?
Yeah. A long time. And I was looking at some facts and figures the other day. Rolling Stone had it, Rolling Stone magazine in 2020 had it at like number 25 on their top 500 albums of all time. It's a, you know, as close as you could get to a cultural icon in an album, I would think.
She has an estimated net worth of $70 million. I don't say that, just throw out big numbers. I mean, if it had been a lot higher, it wouldn't have not have surprised me. But the Tapestry album, certified diamond,
yeah,
2 times platinum and gold, of course. And the record sales in 1970 were estimated at $10,700,000 record sales of the Tapestry album. And I mean, I don't know what 1970, we are talking 50 years ago yeah, plus, and what that would be today. Multiply that a bunch of times. I mean, it was a huge amount of money that this so for people out there saying Tapestry, you know, some younger people to say, I'm not really familiar with that much. Get a ticket while they last, because there's a good chance that they'll be, I don't know, maybe setting up a couple of chairs if the fire marshal will let you. coming up on April the 9th for people that want to come in and hear this this great music. And is there anything unusual? You mentioned the horns.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any harmonica part in any of this?
No,
there is no harmonica. We do. You know, there's a flute on a couple of tracks, and we are having one of our really fine flute students from MSU. She will be